The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hi there, and welcome to the latest episode of The Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast. My name is Suren Naidu, and on this weekly MoneyWeb show, we gain insider insights from leading executives, analysts, developers, and entrepreneurs in the country's dynamic property industry. Regular listeners of this podcast may remember an interview we did about innovative property group Urban Lime back in 2023 with its founder, CEO Johnny Friedman. It was one of SA's best urban renewal stories, with the group having invested in Cape Town and Durban. But like one of its former peers, Propertuity, the company has run into a bit of trouble since then. It was on the brink of liquidation last year with a debt dispute with funders Standard Bank, but now is in business rescue. This means the property portfolio in the mother city and Durban is up for sale. The business rescue practitioners have appointed Nexus Property Group to handle the sale of the properties. And now we are joined on the pod by Ilias Tsovani, the co-founder of Nexus Property Group. But he's one to quickly tell me that company doesn't have titles. He shares more on the Urban Lime portfolio sale now. Welcome to the Property Pod, Ilias.
Good afternoon, Suren. It's lovely to be here. Thank you for having me.
Tell us, how did Nexus Property become involved in the sale? Is it an auction or rather a sale by tender process of the Urban Lime portfolio? Were you directly appointed by the BRPs?
Thanks, Suren. So we've submitted a valuable proposal and strategy to the business rescue practitioners, and eventually we're appointed to run a formal sales process to monetize the assets. We're very well known for running these formal processes, Suren.
So your group is not linked to Urban Lime in any way. You were appointed by the BRPs. Can you give us the name of the BRPs that appointed your group?
Yes, Suren. We were appointed by ASO Capital and Claritas to a proposal and a strategy to the team to monetize the assets and pay your creditors.
And how large is the portfolio of those that are on sale? Because this is not your usual collection of, shall we say, commercial or retail properties. They're quite unique, and some of them are heritage properties.
Yeah, good point, sir. And I haven't seen the like in my career since 2008 in South Africa. But there are 32 properties involved here. Most of them are restaurants, office precincts. There's a pharmacy in Cape Town and a medical center in Florida or Durban. These are a collection of precincts that have been bought and asset managed over many years by Urban Lime, and they're very valuable. The properties are spread around, as you said, Durban and Cape Town. The Cape Town portfolios are Bree Street, a collection of restaurants and galleries there, and a pharmacy. We've got a sectional title building in Sea Point. We've got the Long Street building, Church Square precinct. And in Durban, we have the Florida Road precincts, which are a collection of buildings along Florida Road, mainly restaurants and offices. We've got the Durban CBD, which is made up of three buildings and a very small residential element to this sales process. And the properties are being sold via private tender, which closes on the 7th of March, 2025 at 2 p.m.
So when did it actually start, the sales process?
So the sales process started in early December and ends, as I said, on the 7th of March, 2025 at 2 p.m. Interest has really exceeded our expectations, Suren, especially Durban. We've had exactly 384 qualified inquiries. That excludes inquiries of people that are just finding out, you know, information rather than being actual purchasers of property. So that's 384 qualified inquiries, and we've had 377 NDAs signed.
Are you surprised by that? Because obviously Urban Lime first started in Cape Town, and it also has quite unique properties in Cape Town.
Thanks, Suren. Yeah, Cape Town's always a place of interest, and the the pricing is always achieved because of the demand. But in this instance, and quite surprising to me, is that for every call we've had for the Cape Town portfolio, we've had six for Durban. Florida Road mainly, the CBD is a very challenging opportunity, albeit a great opportunity. It's not without challenges.
And what's the process in more detail? Are you looking for one buyer? It seems like there's multiple buyers for specific properties. What would be the ideal situation? Because if there's 30 plus properties, you could potentially even have 30 sales.
Yeah, look, our role is to maximize the outcome for creditors. So the tender process was elected as opposed to auction to give us more options. Because there are purchasers for multiple properties, there are tenants involved in their buildings, there are people involved in the whole portfolio, and at the end of the day, we need to control the outcome in order to satisfy the creditors' need to maximize the end result.
And how has interest been? You talked about the number. Were you surprised by overall interest? And, you know, what's the likelihood to achieve a number? Because when I spoke to Urban Lime several years back, they mentioned that their total portfolio is worth around 3 billion rand.
Okay, thanks for that. Look, I can't comment on the price because it would be an opinion, although the areas are very established and I do have, you know, as a brokerage, we do have an opinion of value, but in this instance, it's not appropriate to mention. But in a few weeks, we're going to have an actual outcome, and then maybe I can come on the podcast again and tell you a bit more about how the campaign went and who the types of buyers were. But the properties are in very established areas, and the underlying value is very, very high. So I think we're going to be surprised with the outcome. As I said, the Durban CBD properties, no one's under any illusion of how difficult these properties are to turn around. And there are big vacancies. One of the buildings in West Street, which is tenanted on the ground floor by a retailer, by the Fashini Group, needs a lot of work. But in the right hands and at the right price, the upside is incredible.
Elias, once the properties are sold, Urban Lime is no longer involved then. Is that the case?
Yes, that's right, Soren. Once the properties are transferred to third parties, ULP won't have any involvement in the properties. It's business as usual.
And can you give us more insight? Obviously, not mentioning names because you can't, but is the interest from listed, mixed, foreign? Do you have some insights from that perspective?
Yeah, I mean, I love the dynamics of business, especially in South Africa, and Durban's a big focus of ours. We've done incredibly well historically in Durban, but since COVID and then the riots and the flood, sentiment's been, I mean, I would use the word decimated because we're very involved on a micro level there and we're in touch with the buying power of Durban. This is the first time I've seen interest like this from the right kind of buyers. Most of them are private landlords, but with the ability to transact on very, very big levels. There isn't interest from any listed funds because it's just not big enough. And there's been a lot of interest from, as you know, the tenants, because these kind of properties are very high in demand and the turnovers are very good in most of the locations. Durban CBD, again, is separate to this.
And in Cape Town?
Cape Town's a very established market. There are a few investors who are always involved in these transactions. And then there are investors who are, for the first time in a long time, actually, there's new entrants into the market because of the pricing of the Bree Street separate properties. So the individual properties in Bree Street are a very good price point. It's an established market. I mean, the rentals are established. The yields in Cape Town are established. So that's no secret. So it's really good to see first-time buyers, which don't usually come into the market, but with the ability to transact, because that we need to make sure that buyers are qualified before they put pen to paper.
One of the properties in Cape Town is right by Parliament. Is that probably one of the hotter properties that people are demanding? I forget the name right now, but it's just outside Parliament.
Yes, that's the Church Square precinct. I think it's the second oldest building in Cape Town, second to the Crypt, if I'm not mistaken, but I do stand to be corrected. I'm not a historian, Soren. And it's got the, you'll know it, it's a famous restaurant called Fame and Ramen Head. It's a world famous restaurant frequented by famous YouTubers and Instagrammers and high profile business people like you, Seren. So there's been a lot of interest, and the building's immaculate. The building's absolutely immaculate.
Well, we'll have to wait and see what happens there. But I'm no high-profile businessman. I'm a journalist with MoneyWeb. But Ilias, before you go, tell me a little bit about you and your company.
Oh, thanks, Seren. I came to South Africa in 2006. And I started my career in 2008 in the property industry in South Africa. But I fell in love with Cape Town firstly, and then the South African, the greater South African area and people almost immediately. It's the most unbelievable place to be, where there's so much character, so much opportunity. It's so dynamic, and there's so many people from so many walks of life that make a lot possible here. I've been very lucky in South Africa. And although there are a lot of complaints from my peers, and rightly so, these things exist. And we're not in Europe, as I often remind them, and that every time there's an issue, there's an opportunity which creates work for somebody to get stuck into. It's a very fertile place for business, I think.
Thanks for that insight. It's good to hear, because you can hear the entrepreneurial spirit. Just to end on a softer note, you've got an interesting surname, Tsovani, and accent. I put my foot in my mouth when I initially contacted you, and I said you sounded Australian. But where are you from? You talked about 2008 or so. So you've been in South Africa for almost two decades now.
Seren, there are worse things than saying I've got an Australian accent. You could have said American, and then I would have been upset. Yeah, my surname, actually, I think there are about 8.2 billion people on Earth. We're the only family in the world with that surname. My background is I'm a North London Cypriot. My parents are Cypriot, and I was first generation British born. And I've got a very, very beautiful history in property. My father and mother were entrenched in property after being in the rag trade for many decades. And we've built up a portfolio in London, which is my primary market. And everything I learn as a base from my parents. Old school values, putting in the hard work, dealing in the right way. And property really does run in my veins. But more than the bricks and mortar, the energy that every building has, which is driven by people.
Thanks for that, Ilias. It's interesting you have a Londoner. Obviously, we have a British heritage as South Africa, but a Londoner with Cypriot heritage. And just last week, I spoke to the CEO of Pareto, and their company is involved with Atterbury, which are jointly investing in Cyprus, interestingly enough. So the interest and investing is across these geographical areas. But Ilias, I will touch base with you to check how the sale went, and I probably will need to speak to Johnny Friedman and the BRPs to get more detail on the whole news side of things. But it's an interesting portfolio that's up for sale, and we'll chat soon.
Thank you, sir. And I would also just like to add, there's no entrepreneur in this country or the world, or somebody who takes risk to create something big, that doesn't almost face the risk of bankruptcy or goes into bankruptcy. So from the Nexus Property Group perspective, our job is to maximize the outcome for the creditors and do our best for the business rescue practitioners. But we're very sensitive on how we deal with these matters, because this is a portfolio which has been built over years. So thank you for the opportunity to be on your show.
Ilias, appreciate your time on the podcast. That was Ilias Tsovani, founder of Cape Town-based Nexus Property Group, speaking to us about the sale of the Urban Lime portfolio.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Seren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories. The Property Pod.
MoneyWeb, your trusted source for business and investment insights.